Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, Niall. How are things? By the way, I just want to say I'm obsessed with the show. I have it on every night after I put the kids to bed. Look, I really need some advice with something that's been going on with me and my husband. I just don't know what to do. It's really worrying me. We've been married for 10 years and got two small kids together. And I just don't want anything to mess up our family. My husband has recently started a new job in the last couple of months. It's a job he's wanted for the longest time, and I'm so happy for him. It's a role in the sales department, and he is in his element. However, he's made a new friend in his department. And before I explain this to you, I want you to know that I don't mind him having friends who are women. I have friends that are men, but there are boundaries. He originally started just having lunches in work, which was fine. I didn't mind that. But then it turned into having lunch every day, together. Sending texts in the evenings. Sometimes she would even call him in the evening about a work issue. Come on, what kind of work issue can you have at 10 o'clock at night? They're constantly sending messages, memes, texts, and even at the weekend, when that's supposed to be his time with his family and me and the kids. It's getting way too much for me. I brought it up to him, but he completely lost the head, telling me I'm overthinking it, and how can I not trust him? We've been married for so long. He's telling me I'm crazy. But I forgot to mention, she's good looking and she's single. So she has no partner. She's texting my husband all the time. She even sends little love heart emojis every now and again. His excuse is they're just really good friends. But I've always had the belief that men can never be friends with women. They will always want a little bit more. I think women are different. I think we're capable of having men just as friends and not thinking of them sexually. But I just think men are different. I would hate for this woman to break up my marriage. I need you and the listeners to help, please. Am I just overthinking this? Are they just friends? Am I overreacting? Please try and get as many people to help as possible. But we can't all come out to you, but however. I need to sort this out as soon as possible. Thanks so much for reading out my email. Again, I love the show. Anonymous. Not giving any names in case someone listening cops it's me. Oh yeah, because you're angry, aren't you? Let me go to Mike. Mike, hi, how are you?
She's not allowed to say that's my wife, I tell.
Why, Mike? Yeah. Have you got a female friend in work, Mike? Have you?
No. So we all got children.
Yeah. Mike, it's a bit of a problem now if she's taking up his family time at the weekends and everything, isn't it?
It can be, but now, like women have men friends, men can have women friends. Like, okay, yeah, she's single and she's good looking. So, but they're all good looking, you know.
Are they? They're not all good looking. In fairness, you know.
I was saying, but I won't say it. I did quite.
There is a cliche that we're all beautiful, aren't we? But realistically, we're not. We're not really, are we?
The other one. I never in my life went to be with an ugly one, but I woke up with a lot of
you. Yeah, fair that saying, all right. I'm sure women say the same thing.
That's hypothetically, you know. But anyway, that's like weekends, nothing like that. Yeah, that is kind of pushing the boundaries, like in that. But if she's that good looking, how come she's single? Like, you know that. It could just be a good friend.
What do you mean if she's that good looking, how come she's single? She might be only recently single. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have, yeah.
Or maybe she's just not interested in a relationship. She might be just interested in no strings attached. Do you know what I mean? Quickies.
Awesome. Oh, yes. We don't do that, Todd, down here in Kerry now.
Do they not? Sure. No. They don't know what sex is in Kerry.
No. Yeah. No.
Do they not?
But I suppose she's insecure in herself now, to see, and that's what's causing her so much kind of stress or whatever you want to call it. Like, well, you know, if there was anything going on, once you get the smell of perfume off his body or off his clothes or something like that, or she get the smell of another woman off him, like in that point, there can be good friends, like, you know, you can, you know,
but she's sending him texts, you know, at the weekend. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you can have good friends. It depends on the person. I'm going to be honest. Most of my friends over the last 10 years have been female.
Yes.
That's just me. And, you know, my wife as well used to at this stage. All my producers have been female and I consider them friends, you know, and sometimes they'll text me at the weekend about a topic or something like that. You know, did you see that in the paper? We might do that Monday or whatever. You know what I mean? So I don't see the huge issue, but there is a boundary being crossed when there's kind of love hearts and it's ongoing and he's going out having lunch with her every day. And so there's a physical connection there. It's not just on a phone. There's a physical connection too. Do you not think it's a bit risque? I mean, do you agree with what she says, by the way, that men just can't be friends with women? Women can be friends with men, but men can't be friends with women.
I wouldn't agree with that. Actually, that's a two-way thing, Niall. You know, it's just as what do the statistics say, that women will milk outside the bucket faster than men will do. Women will stray faster than men will stray, you know, and that's what's been proven fact, like. And with the no strings attached and all that crack, like.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When men and women are friends, right, when a man is a friend of a woman or gives her a smile, she just takes it as a compliment. But according to all accounts, when a woman winks at a man or, you know, gives him a compliment, he thinks she wants to have sex with him. Men think differently to women, don't they?
I don't know, now. I suppose different stages of life, like, but, you know,
Like, if one of your female work colleagues, good looking one, says to you tomorrow, "Jeez, Mike, you're looking very well today. That's a lovely suit on you there. You look marvellous." You'd be thinking to yourself, "Jeez, she's into me." You wouldn't be taking it as a compliment, would you?
For example, one night we had a Christmas party and the girl that was walking me, she was a nice girl, a fine one, she said, and she had a drink on board. She said, "Mike, you don't like me." I said, "How would you make that out? You won't go dancing with me or nothing like that." And I just looked her straight in the eye and that was her answer, like, that you know, that I wasn't going to cross the boundary, like, I wasn't going to cross the line like that, because if I brought her out dancing or anything like that, God only knows what had happened, didn't I, because they were drinking board and all that.
Yeah, you'd be accused of all sorts of things, yeah.
I wasn't going to cross the line, like.
Yeah, but no, I wouldn't either, certainly wouldn't do it like that, but what would your wife say, you know, if one of your work colleagues, female, was going out to lunch for you during the day with you? And then at night was sending you texts at like 10 o'clock at night, you know, a little love heart at the end of it. Funny memes and stuff.
You know, well, you do that. You're reverse psychology, they call that, didn't they? You know, you might get better passion that night, didn't want you.
So she wouldn't want to remove your testicles after seeing something like that, no?
People can read too much into it. If she knows her man, like, if she knows her husband, she, you know, he's either going to stray or he's not going to stray. It's the same thing there with you, knowing your partner, like, that you know. If
so
she's
trust,
stray.
You're saying it's down to trust. If she trusts him, she shouldn't have an issue, is what you're saying.
I'd be thinking so, like, and just kind of, you know, he's a good job and all that, and he's bringing home the money and he's looking after her, looking after the family. You can overthink all that, like, insecurity.
You're saying she's maybe a little bit insecure, she's overthinking it, and just calm down.
Yeah, she's at home all the time now with two kids there a short time together, like, and like, didn't think they're going to be going into her head, like, and you know, she's too much time and, you know, and at home with two kids is not easy, like, but she's too much time to be thinking about them things now. That'd be my thing, like, you know, and sure, you know, when he comes home from work, if she was going to the gym or going to do her own thing or going to the swimming pool for an hour, like, you know, and get a bit of free time like that, you know, she might think it differently, like, but if she's at home all the time with the kids, like, you know, she is going to be, you know, thinking, okay, you know, I'm not good for him no more and this and that, and he won't find me attractive no more and all that crack. Insecurity,
Okay, well, hang on. I got to go to break anyway, and I want to come to Alan and Maureen after the break. Thank you very much indeed, Mike. If you want to hang around after the break, you can, or you want to come back on after the break, you're welcome to. We're talking about this email that I got from a woman who's not happy that her husband in the new job is best buddies with a female colleague. And, you know, going to lunch every day. And now they're starting to text each other after work, not just after work, but at weekends during her family time. You know, little funny emojis and little hearts and all sorts of things. It's bad enough in itself, but the fact that he's then having a physical relationship with her during the day, when I say physical relationship, he's going for lunch with her during the day. A lot of people say, okay, he stepped over the line here. All right, welcome back now. Let's get back to this email. It's a very interesting conversation about men and women. Let me go to Maureen if I can first, and I'll be with you in a second. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Maureen, let's go back to the time when you were happily married at one point in your life. You know, would you have been happy if your husband was besties with, you know, somebody in work?
Besties with someone in work?
Hmm.
You mean a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with being best friends, men with women or women with men.
Okay. And
you know, I mean, a lot of my friends, even growing up, were lads, and even now, some of my best friends are actually men because I find them easier to talk to than some women.
Okay, but women look at these situations differently to men. Because I think, well, what they're trying to say to me here is that women can be besties with men and it just remains besties. But with men, it always has to be taken a step further. In other words, with men, besties just isn't good enough. They just want, you know, the rest that goes with it.
Well, I think that's a misconception.
Okay.
Because that's branding all men as if they just want to get the leg over, which certainly isn't true.
It's true of a lot of them. Not all of them, obviously.
Well, it could be true for some, and it can be true for the women as well, but not all of them. I mean, I find this incredible, always did, that men can't be friends with women and women can't be friends with men, but there must be something else in between.
Pardon the pun.
Often the time, yes, we have pardon the pun. But often the time is, you know, it's just that they are friends and sometimes they just click. Maybe he can talk to her maybe about something she'll understand. She'll understand what he was saying, which I find with a lot of male friends that I have. Sometimes I can say something to them better than I could to a woman and I'll have a better conversation. I'll get their perspective on things. But that doesn't mean to say every man I'm friends with wants to get the leg over.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but Maureen, how would you feel like if it was, your husband was besties with a woman and during the day, for lunch, he was going out and having lunch with her each day because obviously it was too far to come home. So he was going out and having lunch with her every day. And then she's sending him texts at night as well, funny jokes and things. Is it not kind of crossing a boundary?
Silly jokes? Well, there's no sexual innuendo in it, is there? Just silly jokes?
No, I don't think there's any sexual innuendo. I don't think so. I haven't seen the texts.
Well,
but she just feels this woman is now taking too much of his time, that she's now crossed the line where it's not just professional, you know, it's becoming, you know, the weekends, it's nighttime at 10 o'clock at night, you know, when they're lying in bed, you know what I mean, or whatever. And
well, if that's the case, then she needs to take it up with her husband.
Right. And what should she say to him? This is just crossed the line.
Could you please... For once, look, obviously there's nothing going on. She could just say to him, look...
How do you know there's nothing going on?
Could you please have the cut-off time at when you come home from work? That's it. No texts from your friend, and especially not at that time at night.
And does it matter if it's a male or female friend? To you, it doesn't really matter as far as you're concerned.
No, because men and women can be friends, and this is a misconception that's been going on down since time began, I'm sure. That you can't be friends with men or women because there's always...
So you think men and women can have platonic relationships?
They can. Great platonic relationships.
Hmm.
Actually, they can.
Yeah, well, hang on.
I've had them all down to my life.
Let's stay there for a second because...
Both with men and women.
Yeah, let me go to Alan as well because Alan thinks his boundaries have been crossed here. Alan, I've had lots of platonic relationships with women over the years. Female friends.
Yeah, well, your situation's different, Niall. You're in a situation where you're surrounded by different women who hold particular roles in your job, like your producers, and you're just connected with them when it's... Well, if it gets to a point, Niall, where this man is given access to this woman in a way that is not wholesome, it's not good that he has this on-off. He has one marriage... and one wife, and he needs to invest in his wife, not some other woman. you when it's in the job, it's in the job. Then you cut it off and you get on with your day. You don't bring it home. That's not. That's a very inappropriate development where it can stray into areas that could lead to the couple breaking up.
Do you think so? That far?
I think this could be the starting of a. The relationship starts friendly and then it gets humorous and then they start inappropriate texts and then it's all hours of the night. His relationship with his wife is in jeopardy. He's putting too much emphasis on this woman and he needs to cut her off like a bad flu.
Well, it's hard to cut her off if he's working with her every day, isn't it?
Yeah, well, now this is not about walking with each other. He's getting emojis on her on his phone. Love heart.
Yeah, she's his bestie.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the starting point of departure. The relationship is going to go down a strange avenue, and then the wife will be more suspicious than anything because the husband is actually giving his time to this woman in his job and. It can only lead to something else. It's only a matter of time.
Oh, there you go, Maureen. It's only a matter of time. It'll lead to something else.
Not necessarily.
Well,
I mean, the wife can say it to him. He can say it then to her. Look, my wife has seen the text and she's not happy. She knows we're friends, but, you know, if you just tell her not to be sending them at that hour of the night and see what happens then. And she may be quite accommodating and say,
I think
Maureen's
very naive.
Just hang a second. Look, I'm not being naive.
You're not being naive.
No, I'm a typical woman.
Naive.
What is a typical woman? Explain a typical woman then. Because you can't. I worked in the industry all my life. I worked with men and women. And I had many friends where I worked.
Yeah, that depends on the style. It depends on the
style. Are men and women different in the sense, Alan, and this is what people are saying to me, that men and women are different, that women can have a male friend, but men can't seem to have a female friend without wanting more?
Well, it can go like that. And he's developing it. He's allowing that girl access into his intimacy. If they're getting intimate, it's a starting point of intimacy that is straying from his marriage vows. He's looking at this one and they're friendly and they're meeting for coffee and going for lunch. It's too much time spent in that relationship and he needs to cut that off. He has a wife. He doesn't need to be inappropriate with
this
woman.
When she says to him during the day, I'm popping out for me lunch, are you coming out? He should say, no, you're grand, I'm married.
Yeah, he should say that because it can only lead to, she's a single girl and she'll try to nab him. You'll try to get him into bed. And that'll lead to the breakup of that marriage. And that man is selfish for putting his marriage in jeopardy for a bit of eye candy who he probably fancies as well.
Hang on, let me just get another female perspective on this as well. Nora, hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm good, Nora.
Very good, yeah. I mean, I think I agree with Alan in some cases. But for me, what I think, of course, I've had loads of male friends. I'm now separated, but even I've male friends at work. But when I got home, my energy went to my husband, you know, that energy. And I think that if somebody is contacting you outside of work and giving you these mojos or whatever, that's an emotional contact. It's an emotional relationship. And that can be very dangerous. Whatever about that is more dangerous because, you know, you're getting into conversation and it's emotional. There can be a lack of loyalty to your partner if you're getting too serious. A lack of loyalty because when you're in a marriage, whatever, you know, you have your own privacy and your own needs. And I would be very loyal. Like I was married for nearly 30 years. My husband had lots of women in his life as friends because that's his work demanded he'd meet a lot of women. I knew them. Little did I know he was with somebody for 10 years and I never knew it.
Jeez.
And yet I gave him all the freedom in the world.
See what happened, Nora? See what happened? Yeah.
You know, he has friends, women as friends, and I met a few of them. And that wasn't the problem to me because I was narrow-minded. But yet this person that I never heard the name ever dropped was in his life for 10 years.
Of course you never heard her name dropped, but that was the very reason
exactly.
Why. So, Nora, sorry for prying now, man. I'm being nosy now. So, he was having an affair for 10 years.
Yes. And I never knew it.
He was at home
all the time I was at home. He was never not there. But I would travel with work and I'd be, you know, up and down the country. And it just, I had no inclination whatsoever till I saw the stupid phone. Whatever drove me to see that phone, maybe divine intervention. I have no idea.
Well, he had a burner phone, as they call it. He had a spare phone.
He had two phones, yeah.
Right.
And I knew it. I knew he had two phones. I didn't mind that because his work was very busy and second phone was so, you know, he wouldn't be engaging in emails over the weekend and so on and so forth. Mm. But what I'm trying to say is
how did you catch him?
For some unknown reason, I went to his phone one morning. And I can tell you, I have no idea why I did. Because I had no doubts, no inclination. It was like a divine intervention. And it nearly knocked me for six.
Wow.
Ruined me, actually. Ruined me.
I'm sure
ruined
it did.
Me.
Yeah. Sure
ruined
did.
Me.
Broke your heart.
35 years together. But anyway, I do believe, though, you know, whatever was sex, it's the emotional betrayal.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Niall. It starts off as a harmless emotion, and it's all friendly, and they get used to it. It's a build up, if you're making a cake now, right, and you're putting the ingredients in, and you put your milk and eggs and sugar, and then you have to put in the proper ingredients to get it to rise, and then you put it in the oven.
There's a lot of double meanings here. People kind of
yeah, well, I know that, Niall. And then you wait for the cake to be done in the oven. And then you start to eat the cake. And that's
so
when
getting things to rise and then there's a bun in the oven. You go on, yeah, go on.
And then you have a full-blown affair. And what that woman, Nora, is saying is what I was saying.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You can't allow men freedom of access to other women. They're dangerous.
Oh, jeez.
Men need to be kept on a tight lead. Men have to be kept on a tight lead.
Hang on, Nora. Jesus, Alan, you're making us out to be some sort of wild animals here.
Men are disgusting. They grew up on a low-flying crow. That's what was said about me. No, the thing about men is you have to feed them, clean them, wash them, and put them to bed at a proper time to keep their heads away from going strain off other women, and you discipline them. You teach them the rules of marriage.
We're not animals.
Men are animals. Manimals.
Oh, I don't agree
there. Well, now, Nora, what he's kind of saying, and I know he's exaggerating slightly. Sorry, Maureen, but back to you in a second. What he's kind of saying here, men just can't be trusted in a friendship and a platonic relationship with a woman, that they're always going to be looking for that next step in the relationship. So in other words, if a man and woman are just platonic friends and good friends for years, and all of a sudden the woman is not in a relationship anymore and she becomes single and she flashes her eyelashes, you know, or wears a low-cut top or something one day, he thinks he's in. Do you know what I mean? And he'll go first.
Yeah, possibly that's his insecurities, of course, obviously. And he...
Hang on, Alan. Let her finish. Yeah.
I have male friends, you know, through my work and whatever. But when I went home in the evening, I didn't want to be in contact because I was so happy to be at home with my husband and concentrate on that relationship. And likewise at the weekend and extended family. So to me, of course you can have a male friend if it's a work friend within working hours, unless it's an emergency to do with work, that's different. But if they're texting outside of the work hours and it's all very friendly, I do believe it's dangerous. I think it won't lead to any good at all because you're emotionally connected. You're not giving your attention or taking care of your own relationship because you're not giving it the time. And when I look back now at my latter years, when I now in my naivety should have thought, why is he always on the phone in the evening? But it never bothered me because I was very busy in my career as well. And we got on great together and we'd go out for our date nights and we'd lovely times together. But I should have seen the red flags and I didn't. I did not. I was so naive. And I allowed him huge freedom. Not that I allowed him. We equally respected each other's freedom and space. And I could, you know, to be with friends and family and whatever. You know, when I look back now, I think in a way there has to be boundaries laid down, and maybe that was my mistake.
Okay, well, so hang on a second. Maureen, you're listening to Nora there. You know, she allowed that freedom, and look what happened. 10 years the lad was having an affair behind her back, for approximately 10 years anyway, from what she knows. You know, Maureen, that men, you obviously have to, there's a cut-off point. A boundary that you don't step over. You keep it professional. Okay, you can be friendly with your work colleague. There's no harm in that, having them as friends. But not going out for lunch with them on a daily basis and then texting them after work as well.
Yeah, well, they say if the wife is complaining that she's worried, well, it's up, the ball is in her court now.
But you were telling me earlier on, like, that she's maybe been a bit over insecure or overreacting slightly here.
She could be. But if she wants to find out, all she has to do when he comes home is, may I see your phone, please? That's all she has to do.
But that's a bit of a red flag.
But if he hands it over and there's nothing untoward, all she has to say to him is, look, would you mind telling your friend not to be texting after work? This is our, you know, this is our time. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here. He may not think there's anything wrong.
Yeah, hold on, with the greatest respect, what bloke who's married, who's in love with his wife, thinks it's acceptable to be heading off out during the day on a daily basis, whatever about a one time only, you know, a catch up or something for sales, you know, to be heading out for lunch every day with his female colleague who's single and good looking, and then doing, you know, doing texts and emojis and funny memes all the way through the weekend as well? What bloke thinks that's not crossing the line? With the greatest respect, Maureen, any bloke who thinks that's okay when he's married clearly probably shouldn't be married to his wife.
Yeah, but there are people out there who think like that. This is what people are forgetting. There are people out there who don't see anything wrong in this, and that's a fact. It's quite easy to put a stop to it.
But he's only one step away from sleeping with her.
No, he's not. He made no intention of sleeping with her. Men get a bad rap in all this because all they want to do, it seems, is just get their leg over and all the rest of it. If I was working in a place and I knew a guy, say I was married now and he's single, and he said, look, we're going to lunch, and I knew him really well and he's a very good friend of mine, I have no problem going to lunch with that man and sitting down and eating my lunch with him.
Nora, do you think there's a problem going to lunch every day with this woman? Is that a problem?
It's not a problem. I mean, I went to lunch with a lot of male friends. Having said that, not every day, I have to say, because
not every day with the same bloke.
Exactly. No, not every day with the same bloke. Not at all. Because I wouldn't have that much. How much would you have to say? Not even with the same female friends. You wouldn't have the same stuff to say all the time, you know. And I do think in this instance, this young girl, maybe that lady is correct. If she's that concerned, she should address it. To be fair, address it in a calm kind of a way and say, you know, she's not happy with it and we have to lay boundaries. And why does he have that need? What's the need that he has that he needs to be in contact with this person all the time?
Well, I said that from the start, Niall. Yeah. The relationship is going in a direction that can only lead to deeper problems. If he's going out with her every day, and they're yapping, and they get into conversations that are all about, you know, meeting up at a weekend and going away for a weekend. We let them think we're going on a walk weekend. This is all part
of the team. You're really accelerating the relationship there. Okay, hold up a second, Alan, Maureen and Nora. I got to go to a quick break. Oh, where's me break button?
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan. Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Do you know, it's always handy to have your passport at the ready because Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn are in studio every Thursday talking travel. They've got the inside info on the best places to go, the best value to be had, and they'll even tell you what to pack. That's every Thursday talking travel on Ireland's classic hits radio.
With Tropical Sky, sandy beaches and mouth-watering food, the paradise of Phuket and charming Chiang Mai. Amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Facelift, rhinoplasty, brow lift, eyelid rejuvenation.
If you are considering cosmetic facial surgery, then you should contact River Medical, because when you book a consultation with us, you'll meet with one of Ireland's leading surgeons. We've clinics in Dublin and Belfast, so arrange a private confidential appointment with our renowned cosmetic surgeon today at rivermedical.ie or call 01662 9106. River Medical, confidence in cosmetic care.
One ticket, two treasures and a journey by rail. Step into the past with East Cork's Treasure Pass. Wander the grand halls of Fota House and Gardens, then journey through time at Cove Heritage Centre, where Titanic tales meet emigration stories. Two unforgettable experiences, one incredible day out. Book yours at coveheritage.com.
Entertainment.ie's Where to Watch is your new hub to find out what to watch next and where you can watch it. Entertainment.ie will show you where it's at.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
With Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Jeez, there's a fair few texts in here, Alan, directed at you, I think. What's the story with that mad lad on the air who thinks every man can be trusted? Does he think we're all animals or something? Tell him he's speaking for himself.
Well, I could... No, listen. Now, Niall, that is very clever of them people. That is a clever statement. That's typical, you know, blame the messenger.
Mm.
Men are dogs, women are gods.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Jessica, men are dogs, women are gods. There you go.
Oh, no, but to be fair, I think this wife needs to go outside and touch some grass.
Why? What's wrong with the wife?
Touch some grass and look into the sun.
Why? She just cares about her marriage.
It's a bit of lunch and some memes. Unless they're saying to each other, oh, let's go here, there and yonder and do whatever. Calm down.
But hang on. Now, Jessica, you be honest with me now, right? If Kira was going out to work every day and telling you, oh, you know, there's this one in the office, Jesus. Let me not to exaggerate it too much, right? But if Kira says to you, oh, there's this new girl out of the office, she's great. Oh, she's really friendly. Like, I'm going out for lunch with her again tomorrow now. We're meeting for lunch again tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, there was text happening at the weekend and funny memes and...
She's throwing me the cliche of, oh, I have a little work wife. I'm like, oh, do you? But just remember, you have a real one as well.
Yeah, you would. Jessica, don't tell me you'd be happy. Jessica, you're a green-eyed monster. Don't tell me you'd be happy.
No.
Well, as long as they know where the lines are, then...
That's what we're talking about. Where is the line? Do you not think going out for lunch every day and then sending memes of the weekend has crossed the line?
Unless they're meeting up for secret rendezvous, what's the problem? They're going for lunch and sending a few memes. I don't see the problem.
I think the problem is that it's just texting going on after work hours and at the weekend. That to me is a problem because he's not focusing
on his relationship. Be friends 9 to 5.
Pardon?
So they can only be friends 9 to 5. Is that it?
I don't think it's weekends.
We can't be friends off the clock.
No, I think if you're a married person and you're at home at the weekend with your family, I don't know if these people have children or not. I do believe...
Well, they do, yeah. Obviously, the single one doesn't, I don't think. I don't know.
Well, if there's children even involved in that relationship, so why would he have even interest if he's meeting everybody, that person for lunch every day at work? Why would he even have anything to say or communicate at the weekend? His focus should be in on his family, in on his relationship, and even his extended family. I really do. I know for any friends I had...
The opposite sex.
Of course you can have friends with the opposite sex. I had myself. But I certainly had
friends
for the weekend. But Jessica, you blow my mind a little bit here, Jessica. You shock me because I know what you're like. You wouldn't put up with that from Kira. You just wouldn't.
I honestly wouldn't care.
Ah, would you stop out with that?
Ah, that's rubbish.
Unless I caught her red-handed in some sort of act.
You want to wait till it happens before you catch her.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying to me? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Alan.
Niall.
Sorry. Go ahead, Alan. Quickly. Go on.
I'm listening to that girl, and if she has that much leeway in a relationship with her girlfriend, it's a surprise that she's not actually being as honest. It's ridiculous.
Don't mind Jessica.
Give her leeway.
I know Jessica. Kira would bounce her head off a wall if that happened. If this story was about her.
It's only a matter of time before that does happen.
Sorry, Jessica.
It would honestly be the other way around. If you got her on now, she'd be saying, "Who are you talking to? I'm going to you at the moment."
Well, yeah, but I'm a radio presenter. We're not having a relationship, Jessica. I'm not texting you outside of hours.
Even if I was like talking to like a few mates from work, and I was like, "Oh, who are you talking to there? Who are you texting?"
Why does Kira get jealous that you're on the air with me every now and again? Does she get jealous?
Oh, yeah, no, sometimes she just be messing like, "Oh, talking to your fella, are you?"
Well, hang on, stay there. Let me just go to Martin. I've only got 2.5 minutes now. Martin, hi, of 2.5 minutes. Sorry, I do apologize. Go ahead.
Very quickly, just before we get into it, John O'Day, it was a pleasure meeting you in Cork the weekend. And if Maliki Stainson were to be listening, Maliki, it was also a pleasure. Now, on this, if this woman is insecure, he's feeding her insecurities. That's first off. Secondly, Alan, don't judge all men by your own standards. I really think that, you know, I've heard mention of besties. In my opinion, his best friend should be his wife. And he should be considering that, okay, she may be feeling insecure, but the whole point is she is his wife. So there is a demarcation. Yes, all relationships, there are different dynamics. I have relationships with the people I work with. There are many, many females I'm very close to, good friends with. But there are always, you know, there are limits. You draw a line where that's the level, and you don't go any further than that. I don't see what the issue is. It's basically he should be able to say to his work colleague, listen, let's cool this down a bit. Let's not be texting and sending things at night. It is. It's becoming a little bit intrusive. Doesn't have to make a big deal. All he has to do is say, let's just cool things off here. It's not rocket science. It's not something difficult. You know,
all you
have to do is cool it off.
Do you mean the same for a girlfriend? Rather than just, say if you had a girlfriend, is it the same thing? Yeah, you would mean the same thing, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're in a serious relationship, the person in that relationship should be your best friend. And that best friend takes priority over all others.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.